Welcome back to The Grapevine. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaveYourLife.com. And one of the reasons I love the fall is that it's grape harvest season. And as I've said many times over the last 15 years at least, you can buy fresh pressed juice in the Finger Lakes. There are a variety of options and not as many as there used to be. There were at least one more that has closed several years ago, and we still have two really good sources of fresh pressed grape juice, often for home winemakers, but I like to freeze it and drink it, defrost it later, maybe the holidays or during the winter or during the spring, or especially during a hot summer day. I love that. Fresh grape juice, and it freezes really easily. You just have to take a glass off the top, and I generally freeze half gallons rather than gallons, just because I can't drink that much grape juice that quickly. But one of the big advantages that I usually mention is that when you freeze the grape juice, you are cold stabilizing it, which is the technical term for killing the yeast and basically stopping any fermentation. So when you defrost it, let's say for Thanksgiving or something like that, if family getting together and you want to offer something that's interesting, non-alcoholic, colorful, local, for kids, for family that doesn't drink wine, this grape juice is perfect. And when you defrost it, it's going to stay hold quite well and not ferment for maybe a couple of weeks. When you buy it initially, let's say you go down and get some this weekend, it may already be starting to ferment a little bit, and it may ferment quite a bit in the next few days, much less the next week. So by freezing it, you extend the life of it. You don't have to drink it as quickly. And you do have to watch out with the fresh pressed juice. If you were to buy a few half gallons, put it in your refrigerator, and let's say put some other things in front of it and forgot about it, you might find containers that start to turn round and tip over because the gases of fermentation are at work, and could cause that half gallon to explode in your refrigerator. Or at least seep out. So you got to be careful a little bit with that. But they are so delicious, and there's so many different kinds for you to try. And Randall Standish is one that I've gone to for many years. Again, they sell most of their juice to home winemakers. They sell some to wineries, and I think relatively little amount to people like me for just enjoying the juice, but you get to taste it before you buy it. And each year the varieties taste different. This is, like the weather dictating to some degree, the flavors in the wine. You can taste that in the juice as well. And so, Randall Standish right now, they have, several varieties available. Now, they may sell out before you get down there, and if there's one that you absolutely must have, the only reason you're going down there, I would call first and see about placing an order by phone, so they hold it for you. And you can go to randallstandish.com and see this price list and dates. Moore's Diamond is available now through September 27th. Niagara, also through November, September 27th, and Foch, a hot press of Foch through September 27th. And as I recall, though, there is a cold press and a hot press. The cold press of the Maréchal Foch is only available today, according to their schedule, but the hot press over a longer period. And the hot press, I believe, extracts color, for one thing. And that's something that I don't think most wineries do that. I would guess maybe some really big wineries, and by big I mean you know, way bigger than what's in the Finger Lakes, that California wineries that are making jug wine, they may use hot presses. I don't know. But it's generally not used, as far as I know, for wine in the Finger Lakes. This is, they just do it for two grapes also each year. So I gotta ask them and get some more details. They do it for Concord and for Foch. And there's gotta be reasons beyond just the color that they do that, I would guess. There's Marquette also available right now through September 24th. Marquette is a grape, I think it's a Minnesota hybrid, very tough grape. This is one that will never get hurt by cold in the Finger Lakes. It survives up in, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Maine. Very tough grape. There are only a few wineries that make a Marquette or maybe use it in blending. I think Leonard Oaks has made a varietal, I think, but not many. It's not a common grape in the Finger Lakes. But Randall Standish grows a lot of grapes that are not common in the Finger Lakes. Some experimental grapes, some heirloom grapes. They're kind of known for these interesting varieties. So I applaud them for that. That's awesome. I love the chance to be able to taste these. And Moore's Diamond is actually a grape that was found right in Rochester, in Brighton, by a Dr. Moore. And this, I'm not sure that he was developing or trying to hybridize grapes. It might have been. Actually, I got to reread a story from Exploring Upstate. Chris Clemens did a post about Moore's Diamond grapes and interviewed John Brom, I think, quite a few years ago. John has since passed away in a tragic accident. And so I got to go back and reread Chris Clemens' post. So Exploring Upstate, look up, if you just search Exploring Upstate and Moore's Diamond, you'll probably come up with his post, and you can read about this grape that was, you know, found right here in Rochester. It's often known just as Diamond, and several wineries, including Goose Watch, make a Diamond. In fact, I think it was probably 15 years ago, I think Goose Watch won a best white wine at a California wine competition, a big one, with the Diamond, which, you know, it is, you know, a hybrid, and it must have been kind of shocking for all those wineries in California that are making Chardonnay, and they do some Riesling and Chenin Blanc and, you know, all kinds of vinifera white wines, to have this New York State hybrid white take best of show in the white category. That was pretty cool. And it's a sign that it's really good, makes really good wine. So a name that's not well known, but you should go in search of it. And I'm going to try and get down there so I can taste it and maybe get some to freeze for the winter. Following this first group of grapes, they'll start pressing starting September 25th, Saval and Delaware and Cayuga White. And all of these grapes are about $6, $7 a gallon. The Marquette closer to 10, but pretty inexpensive. Later in October, when they start harvesting Chardonnay, that's going to be $17 a gallon. And as I say every year, if you're going to try home winemaking, you're going to buy 5 gallons, you know, buy Saval, buy Cayuga White. This will make some really good wines, and you'll pay a fraction of what you'd pay to get 5 gallons of something like Chardonnay. It's triple the cost. Of many of these, Cayuga White is $7 a gallon, so a little over double the cost of the Cayuga White. But you know, if you just learn how to make wine, it may be, you know, less of a risk starting with some varieties that are are less expensive. So some of the experimental grapes will arrive in October to the press pad. Aramella, which was developed by Cornell, Valvin Muscat, Noiré, and Traminette, which is an older hybrid developed by Cornell. So those will be coming in October. Some of the heirloom grapes include Isabella, Diana, Iona. These, again, coming in October. They also do Vincent and Catawba, Vidal, Chamberson. There's a lot of grapes for you to sample. So they're not all available at the same time. They press them as they ripen. And so you got to go down every week or two to catch a bunch of these. But you also have the option to go to Fulkerson. Oh, by the way, Randall Standish is just north of Naples on Route 21. And so it's not far from Bristol Mountain. It's just on Route 21 rather than 64, closer to the lake. And Fulkerson, they have not only the winery, but also for, I don't know, 45 or almost 50 years maybe, they've been selling juice to home winemakers. I think that's how they started before they started the winery. They continue to have a great juice operation. And on their website, you can go to fulkersonwinery.com/juice. You can actually see the bricks, the acid, the pH of the wines that are available right now. And they have Diamond and Niagara, but also Baco, which is a red hybrid, and Himrod Seedless, which is a white grape, and also a hybrid. So, and those, you know, $5 to $8 a gallon generally for those. And again, I prefer to get them in the half gallons. You can bring your own containers if you like. They'll charge you for 50 cents maybe for the plastic half gallons. So I usually just do that. And sometimes I'm buying, you know, 10 or 15 half gallons. I usually bring a cooler down with me, a big cooler, so that especially the reds will stay upright and stay cool. If you're going down to get juice on a hot day, you really don't want it to sit in your car for hours in a hot sun while you're tasting wine at other wineries, because it's going to ferment much faster, and it'll shorten the period that's available to you to enjoy if it gets warm in your car. Other grapes that are coming up next week, starting September 24th at Fulkerson, are Delaware and Lakemont, a white hybrid. Sauval Blanc, their Concord. Leon Malot, which is a red hybrid, one that Cuca Lake Vineyards makes and has for quite a few years as a varietal, and the only one I've ever seen anywhere in the world, a varietal bottling of Leon Malot. And what I love about Cuca Lake Vineyards, it's actually priced higher than their Cabernet, which is a delicious Cabernet. So this is one of the few examples of a hybrid costing more than a vinifera wine at a winery. So it's worth going in search of Leon Malot at Cuca Lake Vineyards. Maréchal Foch, also sometimes just known as Foch. Rosette, which is a pink hybrid, and Rougeon, a red hybrid. And I often get Rougeon. And again, these vary each year, so you get to taste them before you buy them. And you can figure out which ones are your favorites this year, and then maybe buy a little bit of extra. So that's the schedule from Fulkerson. And again, it's a way to kind of celebrate the region and local with being able to offer a non-alcoholic option. And someday we'll have more of these juices available, I think, maybe year-round. I'm not sure if they're still doing this in Niagara Peninsula in Canada, but they've had Sauval and Baco bottled and pasteurized, I think. So, you know, they're stable in the bottles. And so you could you could buy the juice at several of the wineries. They also, I think it was Rife Estate, they had raisins available from, I forget which variety, but they dried some into raisins. And it must have been a seedless variety, though, of maybe something like Himrod, I guess, because I got some of them, and I don't recall there being seeds in them. So they also pioneered a wine flour, which there is one available in the Finger Lakes and has been for a few years now, but many years ago they were grinding the seeds of the grapes and making baking flour from them. And so the red grapes produced a fairly colorful flour. Maybe they had dried some of the skins in with them. I'm not sure, but the Niagara Peninsula in Canada has done some cool alternative things with the grapes, and especially like seeing the juice bottles. So this is a great chance to sample a lot of these varieties to see how they're different. And you may never go back to Welch's grape juice. I mean, nothing against Welch's. It's good grape juice. It's just not interesting grape juice. And all these varieties from Fulkerson and Randall Standish are fabulous. There used to be a winemaking shop, sold supplies and juice to home winemakers and brewing supplies too, I think, called Fallbright on the east side of Cuca Lake. It was on the road as you headed up toward McGregor off Cuca Lake. And Fallbright, Tom Mitchell, passed away, and his wife retired, sold the business. And so that is no longer a source of juice as of a few years ago. And Tom Mitchell came up each year for many years, a couple of decades, I think, to attend the home winemaking seminar for the Rochester Home Winemaking Group and provide a crop update on how the year was looking. They usually had that meeting in August, early August, and so he would come up and do that, and did that for many, many years. So Fallbright is no longer an option for juice, but Randall Standish and Fulkerson have some nice ones. And if you get down and you taste them and you really love some of these, let me know what you taste, what you get, what you thought of them. You know, they're fairly sweet, so I often add a little bit of water when I pour some, because it can be a little overwhelming, the sweetness. But it varies depending on the juice. And if you add a sparkling water, a seltzer or something, that makes a very refreshing drink. So, again, check out their schedule and get down and enjoy some locally fresh pressed juice and a beautiful ride. The Finger Lakes, I've been driving around the region a fair amount over the last week, and I've been in search of the spotted lantern fly, which I have not found any, but look it up online. I talked about it some yesterday on the gardening and Finger Lakes shows. This is a pest that's become established in Pennsylvania. They actually have 20-plus counties under quarantine trying to keep this spotted lantern fly from spreading to other counties in Pennsylvania, but also to other states. And with all the tourists that come here from Pennsylvania to wine country and the Finger Lakes, we need to be vigilant because they are going to show up at some point. And you may see it. I mean, it's likely if they do show up here, and one did last year in Penn Yan, they found it was dead. But probably came up on a car, they could come up on a boat, they could hitchhike on a truck. So so look it up online and just be aware. And as you're walking around Rochester, as you're going through parks, as you're visiting wineries, as you are just out and about, over the next couple of weeks in particular, because fall is the time they lay their eggs, and then they will die for the winter. So the next month, be a little extra careful and observant. When they're flying, they're very brightly colored with red on their wings. kind of like a small moth, a little harder to spot when they're just sitting on the tree trunk or branches, but it is a pest we need to keep out of the Finger Lakes until they can come up with a viable way to control this pest. It's ruining vineyards in Pennsylvania right now, and orchards. It attacks a wide variety of things. So, again, critical timing over the next month for people to be aware and on the lookout for the spotted lantern fly. If you've had some great food or wine lately, visited some of the wineries in the Finger Lakes or maybe Western New York, like Arrowhead Spring Vineyards, let me know what you tasted, what you discovered, some of the places that you visited, perhaps. The Democrat and Chronicle has a nice article Tracy Schumacher did on five new places to visit for food and wine in the Finger Lakes, including Scout Vineyards and Tabor Winery and Market and Supernatural Lake, which is a pop-up kind of bar restaurant on Cayuga Lake. It's a New York City bar and restaurant or wine bar that came up here for the summer and is open through the end of October. So check out her article, democratandchronicle.com. It's for subscribers, and become a subscriber. It's $10 a month digitally, and you're supporting some wonderful local journalists here in Rochester. We'll be back next weekend with Gardening Restaurants Discover the Finger Lakes here at SaverLife.com. Have a great day.